In the sports talk radio justice world, mediocre quarterback play and porous tackling are considered especially heinous. On the Lance J Show, the dedicated detectives who investigate these vicious felonies are members of an elite squad at Paragon 7 Studios. These are their stories.
Relationships. Start with relationships. That's where the core of all everything you see me doing today is built off relationships. I don't have any real tangible physical money that I'm per se pouring out in these big projects that y'all do. It's just the relationship, the work that I did 2 years ago for free, or right. You know, when I showed up for their daughter's dance recital, or you know, you just never know who is who and who turned out to be who. So I think because from the very beginning I always treated everybody the same. No matter if you was the janitor, no matter if you was the cameraman or you was the audio man or you was the production assistant, I showed love and gratitude, and I wanted to learn what you show up and do every day. And so by me wanting to learn every position in the room, I made relationships. And from those relationships, those same people that was hustling with me 5 years ago, they them ones in the rooms now. So it's a phone call, you know. So I think the biggest advice that I could give to anyone trying to emulate or start a movement in the way that I'm doing it, I would say start with relationships and just treat being a decent human and treating people right. Because at the end of the day, we all need each other. I can't get anything that you see me do done without other people. And so if we start with the relationships and respecting each other again, human to human, masculine to masculine, feminine to masculine, I think the world collectively will be a whole better place. And, you know, there'll just be a easier route for you. I'm not going to say it's going to be easy.
Right.
But the door does open. The door eventually opens. So
what is the master plan? So I think about where you were 4 or 5 years ago.
Yes.
And where you are now. Mm-hmm. So you're pretty much where I thought you would be.
Okay.
Now. So I'm not really surprised. I don't see anything.
Should I be a little further?
That's like, no, I think that especially when you got on the beat and you have the show on Yoko, I'm like, all right, you know, she really has a platform. These are big time stations. As someone that's been on terrestrial radio, you know, the beat, that's a 50,000 watt blowtorch. So I've been on 50,000 watt stations out in Seattle. Shout out to KIXI that I used to be on in Seattle. I used to be on WOL in DC.
I remember
these
WOL
are big time, huge stations that when you're talking, you know that 200,000 people are listening. Mm-hmm. And also, what I like about you, what separates the girls from the women, the men from the boys, being on live radio is different than podcasting. You're on live radio, you can't slip up. You got to be prepared. When that red light goes on, you best be ready to do what you have to do. If you got a tummy ache, a headache, not feeling that well, nobody cares.
Yep,
you got to be ready to go. So I always respect people that have done a lot of live radio. Doing content on reels and stuff is cool, but you can edit that.
Yeah,
if you make a mistake, something like that, you have a wardrobe malfunction, you can edit that. Mm-hmm. You cannot edit if you drop an F-bomb on live TV. You're going to get that FCC.
That.
There's no coming back from
you
that.
Get
so
that,
there's just there's a different type of energy. Right. You get a different type of energy on that. So I've always respected that in senior matriculation. But what I really like, and I'm just going to keep it a buck with you. When I first met you, you were like, hey, my goal is to host game shows.
Yes.
And I was like, what the hell is she talking about? I was like, who wants to host this? I was like, you want to be like Family Feud? You can be
like
Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
And you're the only person I know in this industry that's ever said that to me. Mm. And I was just like, I'm so confused because you don't, like when you said the 106 in Park, that makes sense. Like, yeah. I could definitely see you doing that. But I was trying to figure out what type of game show. But then when I saw you hosting game shows, I was like, oh, the light went on.
Yeah.
Like, it just makes, like, she was actually even better at that than she is in radio. Like, she's great on TV and hosting, you know, stuff like that. What's the master plan? Like, where are we going to be 2-3 years from now? Like, because you're the voice of Cashville.
Yes.
So to get to where you're going, a lot of people got to go to Hollywood.
Correct.
Got to go to New York. But you're the voice of Cashville. So I can't really see you leaving Nashville, but what is the big picture? Like, what do you want to do when you grow up, which is very soon. Like, when you're a big star, mm-hmm. what do you want to do? Do you want to do TV? Do you want to be on BET? Do you want to act? Like, there's so many lanes that you can get into. What is the goal?
So the goal is to bring Hollywood to Music City. I'm going to have three years. So I have three seasons of Music City Check-In, and they will be broadcasting on BET, on Zeus, all of the major platforms.
Nice.
ATP or Avion the Personality Music City Check-In is definitely going to be a thing here, and I'm going to leave that here. It'll go on to be somebody else hosting it, and you know what I'm saying? It'll grow. And evolve into what it is supposed to be. Now, as far as radio goes,
right.
I'm still going to have my radio show.
But happens when New York calls? Is that so? You know that call's coming from New York, LA, or Atlanta.
We can broadcast there. So now the thing is, now it's not a heavy demand for the talent to be wherever they're pushing you at.
Absolutely.
Because
I'm living proof of that.
Exactly.
I mean, we're on Sirius.
Right, and we're in Nashville.
DC, right.
Yeah. Right. So it's not a real demand on me to physically be anywhere. The heavy load for me is to get the big dogs here.
Right.
To fund and to
I think you're going to do it. I believe in you.
Push the TV show.
I think it's definitely going to happen.
Yeah,
it's
I know it is. It's already happening. We just got to keep putting in that work.
So if you're listening on Sirius XM and you're in a different market, it's a national platform.
Yes.
And you haven't been graced with Avriana's presence over the airwaves.
Yes.
Where can we find you? What's your at? What's your social, not your social security, but social media? Where can we find you? Where can potential fans reach out and connect with you?
All right, y'all. So y'all can connect with me at my website. It's AvrianaThePersonality.com. And from there, it's literally a click away from all of my social sites. I have TikTok, Threads, Instagram, and Facebook. So AvrianaTheFersonality on all platforms. Instagram is my main platform that I do a lot of business on. So I would love to connect with y'all. And anytime y'all in Nashville.
And they can book you too,
city,
right?
So yes.
They want to bring you to NYC.
Yes, I am.
And give her a bag. You got to give her the bag. Got to fly her first
are
class.
Open, right. Okay? I just got booked in New Orleans for the Essence Festival. So
I'll be down there. I'll be bringing the show down there. I'll be at Essence Festival.
We can connect. Okay, y'all.
You want to do a show together?
We can talk about this. I was going to give you my dates. But if you're going to be in New Orleans July 4th through the 7th, I'm going to be there. So connect with me. Like I said, hit me up on Instagram at Avriana the Personality. And I would love to see you. It is a free event. Everybody loves free. So pull up on us and see us.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.